Today's share in the Dear Shemish Debrua Yomi program is Daf Reish Lamed Dalet Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Debrua, and we're beginning Simen Shin Samach Ches, which deals with additional halachos about the Erev Chatzeros. And we'll begin actually with a brief hakdama in Dear Shu footnote number 1 to this subject of today's share. And he starts, Din Tikun HaErev B'mokum Shiniskalkel. We're talking here about correcting an Erev that the Erev Chatzeros went below the minimal shear. So the Mishnah in Erev in Daf Pei Omid Beis tells us, Nismaya to Ochel, if the shear of the Erev Chatzeros went below the necessary amount, Mosif, you add to it, Umezake, and you go and accept it on behalf of everybody in the Erev, the Ein Tzarech Lodia, and you don't have to tell them that. You can be Mezake on their behalf without notifying them. And the Gemara asks over there and says, She'im Chozer Umarev Me'oso Min, if you go and use the same exact type of food that you made the Erev in the first place, the same exact type of wheat, for example, that you used to make the bread, then im kein afilu kala Erev legamri, then even if the Erev is totally used up, ein tzarech l'odia, you don't have to tell anybody. But if you're adding from a different species, so then if it just went a little bit below the shear, you must tell them. So how does the Mishnah say you don't have to tell them if it went down a little bit? If it went down with a totally different species, even a little bit, you have to tell them. And if it went down with a same species, then you don't have to tell them at all, even if it's totally gone. And the Gemara brings a brisa that states this specifically. So the Gemara gives two terutzim. Aleph, shamishnu medaberes bechozer u'ma'ariv me'osamin. The Mishnah is talking about we're using the same species that it was originally, and you shouldn't have to tell them at all. But when the Mishnah used the lashon of nismait, it meant nismatmeit, which means kol ligarmi, according to Rashi. So if there's nothing left, then you have to tell them. And the second teretz is, the Mishnah is talking about over here, we're adding on from a different species over here. Virak bekolo legamrei tzorech l'odia. And only if it totally went away and you're using a totally new species, then you have to tell them. Avol nismayit, if it just went down a little bit and you're adding now a different species, ain't tzorech l'odia. You don't have to tell them. Now, he continues over here, because of Rabbeinu Yonason. The Rabbeinu Yonason says over here this subject, and he writes, Shima'ariv mishalo yochol la'ariv mimin acher. If you're using your own food and you'll be mezak on behalf of everybody, then you don't have to tell them even if you're using a different species. And Rashi brings down over there in the Mishnah as well, and this is the opinion of the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch, this Rabbeinu Yonason. However, the Rambam has a different opinion. The Rambam writes, the Mishnah is talking about over here, b'ma'ariv mishalo u'mezak le'balabayis. Even when you're taking your own and you're mezak on behalf of all the other balabatim, you must go and notify them if the chotzer that you're in is between two different mavos. Because maybe shemalo noach lo b'mavoyzeh, because maybe the person won't want it. He'll say, no, I'd rather be with the other mavoy. So you must tell them, and this way they have the right, so to say, to protest. And this is also the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rashba. Furthermore, the Mishnah brings down Amar of Yossi. Yossi says, what are we talking about over here? That's when you're starting an Erev. If you're continuing an Erev for a different week and there's anything left, then you don't have to notify anybody. Even if there's anything left, then it's perfectly good to just add on to it. And Rashi explains over there, as well as the Rambam, Rav Yossi cholek al Tanakama. Rav Yossi is coming to argue with the Tanakama, who says, you have to add on, according to the Tanakhama, if you went down below the shear, but according to Rav Yossi, if you once had the shear and now it became less than the shear, you don't even have to add on. In Tzorech L'Hosif, you certainly don't have to tell anybody because the Erev is still good. And if the Shulchan Aruch is sover k'dei azu, then you have to say, Shepasa k'Rav Yossi, then the Mechaber is passing like Rav Yossi, Shein Tzorech L'Hosif b'mavur b'sifdal, as we'll learn in tomorrow's shear, then you don't have to add on. On the other hand, the Rif, the Rosh, they hold over here that Rav Yossi is not coming to be Mechalik on the Tanakhama, he's coming to explain the Tanakhama. And he says, Lukuli abo b'nismayi to Erev achar HaShabbos Rishon ain't so close. He says, Rav Yossi is saying that the Tanakhama holds over here that after the first Shabbos with Erev was good, and then it became less than the shear, you don't have to add on at all. And in fact, if the Shulchan Aruch holds like this, so the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, tomorrow's shear and Sif Dalet would be according to everybody. And this is the opinion of the Rashba, the Rabbeinu Yonason, and the Tor. However, the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnayis over here, says, Ein halach Rav Yossi. He says, no, that they're arguing over here, and the halach is not like Rav Yossi. And this is also the opinion of the Rif, as is brought down by the Rashba. With this little introduction, we can hopefully better understand the sugya that we're going to discuss now as we begin Sif Aleph in the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Erevu, if people made an Erev Chatzeros, v'achakach, at some subsequent point to that, niskalkelo Erev, the Erev became less in the amount than it needed to be in terms of the shear of an Erev Chatzeros, which we'll learn in Siv Gimel what that shear is. And now, somebody wants to go and fix it, so you'll have the right shear over here. So, if he's using the same exact type of bread that you had there in the first place, so if the first bread was wheat, and now you're using wheat again, even if the entire Erev was gone, you don't have to go and tell anybody in this situation. You just do it, and the Erev Chatzeros still works based upon the original Erev Chatzeros. Everybody agreed to it. The Mechaber explains this is true. And this would be true even if he takes food from them. Not that he's mezak on their behalf, but he's taking the bread from everybody in the group. They don't have to redo the Erev Chatzeros. It still is good from the first Erev Chatzeros that was set up. However, but if he's going to use a different type of a grain, for example, in this bread, he's going to use now barley. So if the first Erev is totally gone, now it's as if you're starting again. If he's using their barley now to go and make this new Erev Chatzeros, he must tell them, and they have the right, obviously, to refuse, and therefore the Erev Chatzeros needs to be redone over here. However, but if he's taking from his own and being mezak on their behalf, Mechaber says you don't have to let them know because you're being mezak on their behalf, and therefore you don't have to even notify them, even if you're using a different grain. Now, this is quite a mouthful. So let's now look at the Mishnah Berurah, and with the understanding that we already had from the Hakdama in the Dirshu footnote, so maybe we'll be able to understand this a little bit better. So, the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph, tells us, we're talking over here on the first Shabbos. The Erev has never been used over here, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us. And before the first Shabbos was in effect, Friday afternoon, they noticed that the Erev Chatzeros doesn't have enough shiur in it for it to be a valid Erev Chatzeros. And therefore, all of these things that the Mechaber said go into effect. However, the Ilu Niskalkel Achar Shekvar Nichnas HaShabbos. But if they only noticed on Friday night, after Shabbos already is started, that the Erev doesn't have the right shear anymore, so Ain Tzarech Shum Tikkun LaShabbos, you don't need to do anything for this Shabbos, they can carry within this Erev Chatzeros all Shabbos long from the houses to the Chatzer and back, Afilu Kar Kola V'Neva LeGamri. And this is true even if there is no Erev Chatzeros left at all. It's totally lost, they're totally eaten up. However, Ulinian Shabbos Shnia, the next Shabbos, Afdim Kvar Kolo Lagamri Tzorach L'Arv Michodesh, if it's totally gone, then they have to make a new Erev Chatzeros. Halo Akoponim Binishtaya, but if there's something left from the first good Erev Chatzeros Shabbos, Afilu Koshu, even a small amount, any amount, Ein Tzorach Shum Tikkun, you don't have to make any Tikkun whatsoever. Kivin Doha Yoshir Erev Bevein HaShmoshel Shabbos Rishonah, since it was a valid Erev Chatzeros on the first Shabbos that it went into effect, Kemosha Kosim Sif Dalet, as we'll learn in tomorrow's Shir and Sif Dalet, and therefore it is good for the subsequent Shabbos as well. At the end of Sif Aleph, which we haven't read yet, it's going to tell us that if it didn't get destroyed totally, so then in that situation, if it just was reduced in its shear, so Ein Tzarech Lodiyim, it's going to tell us that you don't have to tell them, so Afa Pishim Or Mishalem, even if he's using from them, you don't have to tell them, Elavadai Kidichasam, that's a proof over here that what we said above is right in the beginning of this Mishnah Berurah, the Niskalku Kodim Shenichlas HaShabbos Rishonah. We're talking here that it was destroyed before the first Shabbos started, and therefore that's what the Mechaber's case scenario is. And therefore, Sivkot and Beis, Ein Tzarech Lodiya, you don't have to tell them. L'sholem, Im Yisratzul Zeh, you don't have to ask them, do you want to still participate in this? The Mikmino Achaz Koseh, that you can rely upon the Chazaka that they originally wanted to participate in it, so they still want to participate in it. The Vada Yisratzul Kulam Mimin Zeh, because you're using the same exact bread, you're taking it the same exact way as it was originally, the only problem was the original one got eaten or lost in some way, so now they all certainly still want the commotion Yisratzul Mitrilo, just like they wanted it from the beginning, they Mistama want it right now, and this brought down the name of Lavush. So therefore, if you're going and taking over here, mimin acher, but if you're using, the Mishnah Berurah says, sifkot and gimel, from a different species of grain, could go and choice a mitchila paschitim. For example, as I pointed out, originally it was wheat. Now you want to use from barley. So then in this situation, sifkot and dalit, sarich lo dialem, you must tell them over here. L'shalom, you have to ask them, do you want to participate in this new Erev Chatzeros? We're using barley. The kivan shekvar kol amin arishon, since there is no wheat anymore left, it's totally gone. Hevelei kim ha'arev l'chachila. So this is a brand new Erev Chatzeros, since it never went into effect. The original one didn't go into even one Shabbos, so the original one never took effect. And now you basically are starting from scratch, and you have to get everybody's permission to participate in the Erev Chatzeros. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down for the Maimon Mordechai, the Kosa b'Maimon Mordechai, the Davko b'Bayis HaPasuach L'Shnei Chatzeros. This scenario that you have to ask them is when their house opens up into the Chatzeros. They could go and be participating with the Chatzer on the right, or they could be participating with the Chatzer on the left. The Lo Yadinam b'Hei Nicholei, and we don't know which one they would prefer to do. However, Avu Pasuach L'Chatzer Echad, if they're only opening up into one Chatzer, so then, as we've already pointed out, this is a Zchus Hulo, this is considered obviously beneficial for that person, and you don't need his permission. You can even be mezaka on his behalf without him knowing it. The Ken Kasu Shari Achronim, and this is brought down by other Achronim as well. You can see this in the Shari Tzion, Osei. This is the Nar Sholem and the Beis Meir as well. Now, Dirshu footnote 3 points out an interesting thing, but if there are two chatzeres that he could go into, so what is the negative over here? Why is that not considered a zchus for him? So if he's participating with the Erev on the right, so how does that make it necessarily bad for him? He wanted to participate with the Erev on the left. So how does that hurt him? So he brings down a very interesting teretz to the Magid Mishnah, because if he didn't want to participate with the Erev on the right, for example, and he does participate with the Erev on the left, now that he's forced into participating in both of them, all the people in the chatzer on the right are now allowed to go into the chatzer on the left, and they're going to go through his yard, they're going to go through his property, and that's not considered a zechus for him. That could be considered a chov for him, and obviously ein chovim liodom shelo b'fanav. You can't go and obligate somebody to somebody he doesn't want if you're not doing it with his permission. Finally, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Hey tells us im shelo. However, if you'd be mezake with your own stuff without their participation physically in giving you any of the grain or the bread, ain't so chlidim, then you don't have to tell them. Because lefisha bevada yisratzu shiar v'aleim b'chol aminim shiirtze, because you're doing them a big favor by be mezaka on their behalf. They don't have to participate or contribute anything other than saying, yes, we're in this. Kivin Shem Eino Nostim Club, since they're not participating physically, they're not actually giving you anything, and we know that they do want to make an Erev, so why would they not want to make an Erev over here just because you switched the grain around if you're being mezaka on their behalf? So again, this entire Sif, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is being explained over here where the Erev never went into effect, and therefore now when you're doing this, you're talking about either creating a new Erev and the Dinim apply based upon the original desire to be in it, or possibly not, because if you're using a totally new species and they're participating and putting into it, they may not want to participate with this new species. The Mechaber concludes Sif Aleph, however, and he says, "Vim lo kol arishon, if the original Erev Chatzeros was not destroyed, it's still partially present, it's just nismayit, ella nismayit, it's a little bit less than it originally was, and the shear is less, so afa bishamar mishlam, even if he's taking from them, ein sorich lodiyam, he doesn't have to go and tell them, because they had agreed to participate, and it's still partially there, so this is not a new Erev Chatzeros, this is like the old Erev Chatzeros." The Mishnah explains, the Sifkot Vav, what does it mean, nismayit, mishir mefarish lakam sif gimel, it has less than the required shear, which we're going to learn today in sif gimel. Umayish nismayit, kodim shenichs at Shabbos, and again, we're talking about that it went below that shear before Shabbos. Started, as we've already explained. That's the Mishnah Berurah's understanding of the Mechaber over here. Siv Katan Zayin, Ein Tzorich Lodiyam, you don't have to tell them, the Bevada Yisratzu L'Hashlem Erev, since they wanted the original Erev and it just became a little bit less, so obviously the law is still willing to participate, even if you have to take some grain or bread from them, that's not a problem, they all still want it, and therefore you don't have to tell them if you have the grain already, if you have the bread already, you don't have to even notify them. Siv Beis, the Mechaber writes, Nitosu Diorim Bechotze, if additional people moved into this yard, so, if their house opens up into two different yards, they don't automatically participate in your Erev Chatzeros, and therefore, Tzorach Lodiyam, you have to go and tell them, we are participating on your behalf in this Erev Chatzeros, do you want to or not? Because maybe they don't want to participate with your Erev, they'd rather participate with the Erev Chatzeros on the other side. As we mentioned, it would be a detriment to them, possibly, as we explained in the Magid Mishnah, the Yerushu footnote number 3, to be in both of them, because now everybody would be trespassing, everybody would be going through their yards, and they don't want that. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Ches over here. Shalohayu be'ez hanochas Erev. These people were not present in this yard at the beginning when they made the Erev Chatzeros, and now they're new, and therefore, if you want them to participate, and you're asking them to participate, you have to go and ask their permission, especially if they have two chatzeros that they could participate in. Sivkot and Tess. So, Akhti Makdoma Kitzoru. I'm going to give you a little introduction over here. Vu Kaivalon de Ma'arvin Erev Chatzeros Shlomi Das. Normally, we hold that you're allowed to be Ma'arv on somebody without their knowledge, because this chusu, the Zochin li Adam Shalom Bafanim, because we have this principle which you mentioned already several times, that even if they don't know about the Erev Chatzeros, not everybody in your community knows that you have an Erev Chatzeros over here. There are irreligious people that don't know or care that you have an Erev Chatzeros over here. But since it's a chus for them to be able to carry, even though they don't care about it, but it's a chus for them that they're not now carrying being over in Yisur Dereis or in Yisur Derabbanon, and nevertheless, we can be mezaka on their behalf, we call makom, however the Mishnah Berurah says, if they have an opportunity to go in with another Erev Chatzeros, so then, then you're not allowed to go and just do it on their behalf, because as we've already pointed out from the Magid Mishnah, it may not be a chus for them. As the Mishnah Berurah himself says over here, because they may not want to participate with this group of people, El B'chotzer Acheres, with the other Chotzer, would be their perfect choice. And therefore, V'kamar Mechaber, the Mechaber tells us, the Zehadin, Shayach Gam came, Benitosu, the Yorim Chotzer, the same halacha applies over here if new people came in. Dosof Zu Gam came, Tkilas Erev, because they're considered like a brand new Erev over here. But Sarach Lassos Erev Dafka be the awesome. You have to let them know about it. However, Avo Shalom be Yedosim Lo. But if they don't know about it, you can't assume that they want to be in it. And this is true of Afilu Ma'ariv Atam Yishalom. And even if you're doing it on their behalf, it's not considered necessarily a benefit for them. However, the Mishnah brings down, there are those that disagree, and are make of Yesh Mekilim, Shochol Ari Mishlo, Bechol Gavni, if you're doing it with your stuff and they're not being asked to participate in a physical way, just to be included, so then they don't have the right, so to say, to object. V'da'od, and you should know furthermore, the Ha'kaimelo and the Ma'orv and Eri Chatzir Shlo B'das, because Halach is that we do allow an Eri Chatzir to be done without their knowledge, Gam Ken Yesh Deos Be'en HaPoskim. That whole din, there are the same machlokas that we have here, we have over there as well, can you do this or not? There are those that hold you can even go so far as to take from their food and make the Erev Chatzeres without their knowledge. The Mistom and Misratzim said because the default position is that they want it. We've already discussed this previously in the Bir Halach over there, Ayin Shom. Now we go to Sif Gimel. Here we have the basic din of how much is required for an Erev Chatzeres. So Kamu Shir Ha'erev B'tchilos. So Mechaber asks, what is the Shir for an Erev Chatzeros lechatchila, at the beginning, when you're going to put it together, how much do you need per person? So he says, Bizman Shem Shmon Asar Opachos, there are 18 or less. Now, what does it mean, 18 or less? Does it mean people or courtyards or houses over here, Opachos? So Dirshu footnote number 6 brings down that the Chai Edom says that the Kavan over here is Liyudches Batim B'chotzer, not people, but houses in the Chotzer, and the Chazonish adds in the name of the Rabbeinu Yehonah's son, Shigam L'inyan Shitav, when you're talking about a Shitav Mavoyos over here, it means 18 Chatzeros or less, then you need to have this Shir for each Chotzer, or for each Bayis. That's the Shir that's required, not talking about people. They know totally be mispar ha-noshim shebabayis ha-chotzer. You can have hundreds of people living there, but it's only considered one house. You can have hundreds of people living in the Chotzer, it's only considered one Chotzer. On the other hand, the Kaf HaChaim disagrees with the Chai Adam. The Kaf HaChaim says, a diuk from the Loshon and the Rambam, Shashir Ha'erev Hu Grogeres L'chol Echad B'bnei HaBayis. He's Medai from the Rambam that we're talking about the Shir of a Grogeres, which is a dried figs that we're going to talk about in a moment. So that Shir is for each person over here. How much an individual person would eat. That is the Shir over here of Grogeres L'chol Echad V'Echad B'bnei HaBamboi O B'bnei HaMedina. So you're talking here per person and not per house or per courtyard, like the Chai Yodim says. In any event, this Shir of 18 or less over here, the Shir that you need, either per person or per house or per chotzer, is Shir Kigrogeres L'chol Echad. You need the Shir of a dried fig for each person or for each house or for each chotzer, like we said, the Kaf HaChaim versus the Chai Adam. For everyone there, you need to have one shear of a grogeris, a dried fig, which is a larger shear than a kezias. Exactly how much is this shear? So in Dirshu footnote number 7, he brings down famous machlokis over here between the Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim Noah, Ayin Shom for the exact amount in milligrams. He brings down from the Sefer Tikkun Mavos that he says, if you have the ability to go and take the more larger shear and be stringent over here, he says that's preferable to do. Where do they get this shear from of a grogeris? So Dirshu footnote number 8 brings down that the reasoning is based upon the Kaf HaChaim, Shezeh Harei Shear Lod Sos Shabbos. This is the same exact shear that a person will be chayiv on midaraisa and to be given skila rachmona litzlan with hasra or to be chayiv achatas. This is the shear that you're over for general taking out foods on Shabbos. And Kovu Chazal Shashir HaErev Hu Kishir Hotsa B'Shabbos. And they set this shear up to be the same exact shear. Then the Mechaber tells us, however, in Hem Yosim Mishmona, so if you have more than, let's say, 18 people, 18 houses, 18 chatzeros over here, so then, no matter how many more than you have, more than 18, it's all the same exact shear. You only need a grogeris for each of the 18. Anything above that, afilu hein elef, even if it's 1,000 people or 1,000 courtyards or houses, or yoser, even more than that, shiro mazon shtei sudos, then you only need to have over here the 18 grogerises, which is the shear of mazon for shtei sudos, which is considered a chosh of a shear, sheheim shmona esri grogeris. This is exactly the shear, shtei sudos, of 18 grogros, sheheim kishisha beitzim. And how much is this in practical terms? This is the size of 6 beitzim, according to some, and this is the opinion of the Rambam. And then the Yeshomim, the opinion of the Tur, which is also based on Rashi, Shem Kishmona Beitzim, which is 8 Beitzim. Mr. Burisiv Kotten Yud tells us, that's the most you're ever going to need. Shushtir Shay Studos, this is the Shir of 2 meals. Bashir Zazed, Dial Elef, Afil Elef. This was good even for 1,000 people. Mashikosov Shiro Shtei Sudos, Rotsaloma, Shiro Gam King Shtei Sudos. By the way, the 18 Gogarets is the Shir of Shtei Sudos. And Dirshu footnote number 11 brings out from the Tosus Yantiv that this is considered a shir choshev, as I mentioned, and therefore that's the ikker over here, that you should have enough for one person to have a meal Friday night and Shabbos morning, and therefore that is considered everybody living in the same place. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Aleph tells us, which is Shisha Beitzim, Hainu B'Kli Pasum, this is including the egg with the shell. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Beis tells us, others say that it's 8, Ulechachilo Nohog Linol Kain, you should rely on the larger shear, but the Eved Dai B'Shisha Beitzim, but you could rely upon the smaller shear if you have to. With this, we conclude today's shear.